Brent, thank you. Coming up at 4 o'clock today, so we got to speed this up here just a bit. I want to be back home and in my recliner and ready to go for the second game of the American League Championship Series between the Indians and the Toronto Blue Jays. Unfortunately, your Nationals bowed out in dramatic fashion the other night to the Dodgers, so your baseball season and all the agony and the Alka-Seltzer that you were stocking up on, you can take the, hopefully you kept the receipt, you can take that back now.
You had to bring that up, didn't you, there? Yeah.
I said I'm sorry.
Yeah, Thursday night was rough, of course. The game started while we were out at Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna for Inside Panthers Radio.
And just ended 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, and I was trying to get home as fast as possible. Of course, President Obama was in town, and he was getting ready to fly out of town right around the 8:50 time, and I'm going south on 270 towards 670, and traffic is a dead stop. I see a couple of unmarked Secret Service cars come flying up the highway. And
that wasn't for you?
No, they weren't coming for me. And but luckily, I was able to tune the game in on my phone. And then the car got home, and it was a 1-0 lead. And about 17 hours later when the game ended, the Nationals were losers 4-3. And getting a little choked up here. No, but I do have interest in this Indians series just because you're such a big Indians fan. Scott, our sports information director, is such a big Indians fan. My roommates from college at the University of Dayton, all from the Akron, Cleveland area. Of course, now Cleveland is the city of champions,
right,
with the Cavaliers and the Indians. So I guess I'm pulling for those Indians in this postseason now that my squad is out of it.
Well, hopefully Kluber can bounce back and give another 7-8 innings today.
Yeah.
All right, ready to go. Panthers lead 35-21. Justin Bonchek and the Panthers kick coverage team are out there to our right, kicking it to our left. Second half is underway, end over end. And Andre Carter, backpedaling, will catch it head high at the 2-yard line. Coming up the numbers on the right, 20, 25, and good coverage again by ODU. And they'll bang him down out near the 25-yard line. Throwing-wise, Joe Garbarino was 3-for-5 with an interception for 15 yards. But again, on the ground, the quarterback had 12 rushes for 54 yards and a score. He averaged 4.5 yards per rush. And that is really where he is more of a threat than throwing the ball. Coming in, he had made only 68 pass attempts on the season, and here we are in week 7. So it'll be first down and 10 Northwood to our left. Levy will open up as the fullback lined up directly behind the quarterback. They will send a man in motion to the far side. Garbarino fakes it to him, carries up into the hole where Cameron Cole is waiting for him. But again, that'll be a 5-yard pickup. Defensively, Ross Thompson led the way with 7 tackles. Marquise Tyus had 6, Trey McIntyre 5, and Demetrius Farmer had 4. For Ohio Dominican, but that's another gain of 6 for Joe Garbarino. Redshirt freshman quarterback led his high school De La Salle to the state title game and the championship a year ago in the state of Michigan, for whatever that's worth. Second down here in 4. And Garbarino will take the snap, hands it off down to Levy, up into the hole, and he breaks a couple of tackles and able to strong arm his way to a first down over the 35-yard line. So a couple of strong run plays right back up the middle. Those are the areas in which I said the Panthers needed to try and tighten it up, and so far, 2 plays and a first down.
Yeah, this is what our key was here in the second half, was to make sure that this defense gets some stops early so that they're not on the field as much as they were in the first half.
First down, Garbarino to throw. Now he's just going to run, and he's going to be tackled at the line of scrimmage. Nick Isaacs and Ross Thompson will team up for the stop. That is going to be a loss of a half a yard on the play. Garbarino had interest in throwing right away, but everything collapsed around him, so he just tried to do the best he could, and which was to lose a half a yard. Second and long now coming up for Northwood. The Wolves in the navy blue pants and the white tops today. The Wood written across the front. Second down play. And it'll be Garbarino faking the jet sweep up into the hole where Brian Hunter will grab a hold of his legs and bring him down. Gain of 5 on the play. Gus Dimmerling is out there as well helping make the stop. And it'll be third down and 5 coming up now for Northwood.
Northwood in the first half doing a pretty good job on third down. They were 4 of 6 converting, and they are looking to do it right now with 5 yards to go.
Need the 46 for a first down. Garbarino takes it. Quick throw over here to the left, and it's incomplete. Receiver was knocked down. The officials didn't see that, apparently. They say the pass was uncatchable. And John Hall at 6'4 had it sail over his head. Billy Akins was there to knock him down. And after giving up one first down, the Panthers are going to get the football here as Billy Akins will go back to receive this punt. Scott McCormick had a 63-yarder in the first half that resulted in a touchback. Billy Akins, as this time he'll be punting into a little bit of a breeze, is standing back at his own 24-yard line. Panthers are all bunched up at the line. McCormick will get rid of it. Another nice kick will drive Akins back inside the 15. He'll catch it at the 13. Makes a move. Penalty marker is down. Akins is as well at the 23. And that was a obvious block in the back in front of everybody to see. As Oche Jackson, I think, is going to get tagged here. And the Panthers are going to start inside their own 10 as the marker is resting at the 16-yard line.
Boy, I didn't think that punt was ever going to come down. That was a heck of a shot downfield there by McCormick.
Panthers had 5 infractions for 35 yards in the first half. This one will end up being half the distance to the goal to our right on the block in the back. 12:38 to play in the third quarter, and Ohio Dominican will take over on offense for the first time in our second half, leading 35-21. Good job by the ODU defense to get off the field. But they put the Panthers on that penalty by special teams in a rough spot. Football back inside the 9 near the 8-yard line.
The Panthers really haven't had great field position all day as it was in the first half. When you look at their scoring drives, all of them have gone pretty much the length of the field, and they're right back there again.
Russell will take the shotgun snap. Quick roll out right, throws David Turner's way, and he makes the catches, reaches out over the 16-yard line. So a gain of 8 for David Turner, who made the catch from Grant Russell, who in the first half was 10 of 13 for 202 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also threw 1 interception in half number 1. Gain of 8 on first down for David Turner, who will line up over here with Contini and Stevens. Dar Stanford will line up to the right. E.J. Colson in the backfield will get the carry straight through the middle. He'll be collared down at the 24-yard line, but that'll be a first down carry for E.J. Colson. So the Panthers will move the chains. They get out from the depths of their own end zone, and we'll have it first down and 10 with the football out at the 23. 12-10 left third quarter. Panthers lead 35-21. 4 wide receivers for Russell, 2 to each side. This time he'll give to Colson, sweeps to the right, cuts up field and over the 25 to around the 28. Boy, EJ, a couple of times today, that instance there, a couple of little extra effort yards at the end of the run.
Yeah, and you can see on first down when you look at the scoring drives that the Panthers have put together today on offense. Seems like they've been giving EJ the ball on first down, second down. You're using that running game to set up the pass. And the Panthers here at second and manageable might go to the air here on this play.
Nice 5-yard pickup for EJ, second and 5. Hard count by Russell, nothing doing. T-Wolves rush 4. Grant, he's in trouble, but he gets out of it. Now we'll scramble forward back to the 25, so he's going to lose 4. Would have lost about 8.
Yeah.
As he was able to elude the initial sack attempt. And so now it'll be third down and 8 yards to go here for the Panthers. Nothing special that time out of Northwood. They just rushed 4, but was able to get to the quarterback. They have only 8 quarterback sacks on the year, but you can credit one there, and Grant was sacked once in the first half as well. So 2 sacks today. And on third and long, Justin Davis will check in. Panthers better speed it up. Play clock is already at 10 as the play is still coming in. Third down and 8. Davis will line up to the left of Russell. Grant has them all lined up. They'll need the 33 for a first down. They just get the play off. They rush 4. Grant going deep down the right side for Dar Stanford, and it's off his fingertips, incomplete at the 40-yard line. He was tangled up and battling with the defensive back, Dimitri Abreu, over on the far side of the field. And actually was Nick Tripp. And so incomplete pass, and the punting unit comes out onto the field. Dar almost had a great catch out there.
And just out of the grasp of the diving Dar, and Panthers unable to convert on that third down. Did a nice job in the first half. They were 4-5, and of course a couple of those were some long plays to Corey Cantini that set up touchdowns, but were unable to do so there.
Justin Bonchek out to punt for the first time today with the win. We'll send one airborne that'll be fair caught at the 36-yard line. So a change of possession, 10:24 to play here in our third quarter. And after Charles Proctor made that fair catch, T-Wolves will have it trailing 35-21 back at their own 36-yard line. Panthers in the UP next Saturday as they will take on the Northern Michigan Wildcats. Is that a 1 o'clock tip-off next week?
I believe it is.
And we'll have it for you right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. It is 1 o'clock from the Superior Dome. First down handoff up the middle, Abdul Levy. Short run for him as he'll pick up one or two. Whoever made the tackle for ODU is slow in getting up. That's Ross Thompson. He is up to his feet. Gain of three for Levy.
After that game, the way the game started, Todd, the four-play touchdown with the touchdown pass to Jacob Mercier and then Billy Yakins, the 92-yard interception return for the touchdown. This second half starting off kind of boring.
It is. Second down and seven. And it is Burgic on the carry, moving off to the right-hand side. And he's got two or three more. Nick Isaacs on the bottom of the pile there for Ohio Dominican. It'll be third down coming up. Corey Burgic out of Kalamazoo, Michigan, a sophomore. And only a handful of carries on the season coming in. We're seeing more of him today and T.J. Shepperly as well.
I don't want to call it boring, just a little bit more traditional.
It's just a real football game again.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of what we've seen on a handful of occasions this season. Third down and long four now for the Timberwolves. Garbarino will run to his left. Panthers have got this one all blown up. Cameron Moore came from around the corner. Paul Wesselhoff, Nick Isaacs. They're all out there. So is DJ Perdue up off the bottom of the pile. And now that is back-to-back series of downs that the Panthers have gotten a stop. And, boy, they have gotten things tightened up a little bit here defensively, slowing that middle run game down. And for the second straight time, we'll see the punter, Scott McCormick, come out here to punt the football. Fourth down and five. Panthers in more of a safe read here in terms of the defense. They do have Aikens back. McCormick receives the snap, wobbles one over here to the near side. Aikens says get away from it. It bounces at the 26, comes backwards near the 28-yard line. So the Panthers defense, three and out. They get off the field. 8:24 to play in the third quarter, 35-21. Panthers on top will have the football back again.
That was the first time on the afternoon and the Panthers offense kind of didn't click, save for that interception by Grant in the first half. But, you know, when you have a game like this where you run only 26 first half plays, you can't really get much into a rhythm, and they're going to try to do so here from their own 28-yard line.
First down and 10, and Grant Russell on first down will keep it up the middle, 33-yard line. He was about to give it to E.J. Colson. And then elected to hang on to the football. And was able to pick up 3 or 4 yards on the play. Joe Hines is back out there now at running back for ODU. Turner and Stanford right. Contini and Stevens are left on second down and six. Russell takes it. Play action. Throws to the right. Caught by Turner. First down. 40-yard line. Gain of seven as he is flung out of bounds. And the Panthers will move the chains here on the short safe pass to David Turner, who's got a couple of catches now on the afternoon.
A couple of catches in that electrifying kickoff return for a touchdown.
And David Turner, a true freshman out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Played at Snyder High School. First down from the 41. Joe Hines will get the sweep left side. Broke one tackle in the backfield and was able to get back to the line of scrimmage and maybe pick up a yard. Dimitri Abro, redshirt freshman corner, came up and was at the feet of Hines in the backfield, but got out of that tackle to gain one. It'll be second down and nine for ODU at the 42-yard line. This is the most we've seen out of Joe Hines in terms of snaps in a game this season. three receivers right. Contini over here to the near side. Russell will take the snap. They swing it to Hines out of the backfield. He is met at the 40, fights hard to get to the 43. Only a yard as Nick Tripp, who had the interception in the first half, which was his second of the season, made the initial hit. And now it'll be third and long again here for ODU. So not much in the way of the vertical passing game that we saw out of the Panthers in the first half. Lots of side-to-side action, and again, they'll bunch the receivers, two right and two left, real tight to the line of scrimmage. Hines to the right of Russell in the backfield. Third and eight for ODU. Four coming for Northwood as Russell has time. Fake pump, scrambles to the near sideline, lowers his head, and he is just pummeled out of bounds by Fisher. My goodness. Mike Fisher, senior linebacker. He is second in the GLIAC in tackles. And, boy, did he give Grant quite a shot. At the 45, Russell popped right up. He'll slowly come off the field, and the punting unit will once again come out for ODU.
That's one of those ones where both players just drop their shoulders and their headgear crack so loud it sounds like a thunderstorm, and I'm sure fans at home could hear the fans in the stands with that ooh. And
Boncheck will hang one up into the air that Proctor this time will field on the run at the 15, gets through two defenders, and then is spun down at the 21-yard line, and Northwood will take over. So the team's just exchanging punts, neither team gaining an advantage really here in the field position, and the Panthers, who led by 14 at halftime, still lead 35-21 with 6:13 left here in the third quarter. So after 56 points scored in the first half, nothing doing here in the second.
And a long first half. I mean, when you have that much action and that much scoring, it takes a while for that to unfold and develop, and this third quarter is just clicking right by.
Alante Shaw is in the backfield. Garbarino went to keep it. Farmer missed him in the backfield. Now Garbarino trying to get to this near side on the run. Wesselhoff gets a hold of him and brings him down at the 26-yard line. Paul ran a mile, and you could just see that he was not going to let Garbarino get away from him. He figures, if I'm going to run this far, I'm going to get a hold of this guy and bring him down. It'll be a gain of five on the play for Garbarino, but Demetrius Farmer initially blew that play up.
Yeah, he was just able to slip away from Farmer, who's been living in the backfield the last couple weeks, and but they were still able to get some positive yards out of it.
Second and five, Garbarino, maybe a miscommunication in the backfield, will just take himself up into the hole, nothing doing there. Half a yard, if anything, third down coming up, and a chance for the Panthers' defense to once again get off the field. Shy will check out Levy back out there. At a running back now, Theron Wilson will be a receiver here on the near side. Tight end will check out. T.J. Shepherly will come in. Carter and Hall are going to be receivers on the left. Still looking to the sidelines on that far side for the play. Garbarino now has the play. He's got double wings and a fullback this time out of the gun on third down. They bring Carter in motion. They hand it to him, sweeping near side, 30, 35, 40, 45 out of bounds. Nice burst of speed by Andre Carter. They pick up 17 yards. Marquise Tyus will tap him out of bounds. First down Northwood on a play that, boy, looked like that they weren't exactly completely in sync, but they got it off and got a first down.
I think Garbarino tripped over Carter during the exchange and kind of fell down and looked like the play was going to be blown up. And Carter was able to hit that edge and get that 17 yards in the first down.
From the 45, Abdul Levy fullback up into the hole where Wesselhoff and Isaacs will team up on a tackle for the Panthers. Gain of two on the play for Abdul Levy. We'll set up a second down play.
For a second there, I thought Carter was off to the races. He only had about 6 inches there of sideline to work with. I think if he had another 6 inches, we'd have a seven-point game on our hands.
Second down and eight now for Northwood. Clock under 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Shepherly goes in motion in the backfield. Garbarino hands to Levy, cuts up field 50, stood up right there. Gain of three for Abdul Levy. Five more to go now for Northwood as they've got a third down play coming up. Now, this is typical Northwood style of offense. They entered play today, 228 yards a game on the ground, 134 through the air. They were the fourth best rushing team in the GLIAC, last in passing. And we are starting to see this Northwood offense kind of get back into some rhythm here as they've got the ball to midfield. 3:20 and counting here in the third. Center Jeremy Marshall will snap it back. Garbarino rolling right to this near side. He's got room to run now. Throws late downfield, and it's going to be incomplete. Boy, there was a lot of contact. Trey McIntyre and Shane Barron were scrapping for the football. Boy, I thought Garbarino had the room to run, Matt, to get the first down, but I think he thought he could get it over the defensive back's head. Never got enough on it. And the Panthers might have dodged a bullet there in terms of pass interference. It'll be fourth down.
Yeah, that ball was severely underthrown, and I think if Trey McIntyre hadn't been streaking down the field and had an eye on that ball, he could have come back and picked that off. But nice job of him being able to adjust. Actually looked like he got a hand on the ball, but still a lot of contact and forces Northwood to punt.
And McCormick will get rid of it. Another wobbler towards this near side. Hits at the 20. Bounces at the 15 and rolls dead at the 13-yard line with 2 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the third. We are still scoreless here in this second half, and the Panthers, for the third time in the quarter, will go on offense. And again, they will not have the best field position in the world as they will put it down at the 12. For a moment, at the end of the first half and throughout halftime, we had lots of sunshine here at Panther Stadium. Clouds have once again covered up that sun. Breeze is back blowing again, but still a very comfortable day to watch football here on October 15th. First and 10 Panthers from the 12. Play action pass. Russell rolls right to a wide open Turner. Makes a great fingertip catch up into the air for 11 yards and an ODU first down. Turner certainly not very big in stature at just 5'9". He needed extra long fingers that time to hold onto the football.
Yeah, and gives the Panthers a little bit of breathing room here.
Empty backfield. A quartet of receivers over here, and Grant throws a bullet right into the ground, and Turner didn't catch it over here at the 20-yard line as they tried to set up a quick screen, and Grant made a bad throw. It'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go. Panthers junior quarterback making his 18th start, appearing in his 26th game here today for ODU. Over 4,000 career passing yards. He's at 30 career touchdowns after hitting Mercier in the first half. Second down and 10. Three receivers near side for Grant. He throws to the right, back shoulder to Dar Stanford, and it went right off of the chest plate of his shoulder pads and falls incomplete. Well, if there's any criticism of the way that the young receivers for ODU has played this year, it has been drops.
Mm-hmm.
They've all been susceptible to it. Some have come at key moments, some have not. But it is something that over the course of time, those will all go away. This is a very talented, young receiving core that Grant Russell's working with. And, boy, they've at times been electrifying and fun to watch. But they need a play here. Third and 10 as Contini goes to the right. Russell from the far side hash mark will take the snap. Again, the Wolves rush four. Grant with time. Down the field for Contini. He's held up. Pass is well overthrown by a good 15 yards. And there will be no penalty marker there. And ODU will have to give the football away as it'll be fourth down and 10.
Grant getting a little bit of pressure there on the pocket on that play and overshot Corey, but I think that was just in an effort to get rid of the ball so the Panthers wouldn't lose any more yards on this possession. And another three and out there for the Panthers offense. And Justin Bonchek out there to punt again. Feels like it's kind of into the wind.
And they're coming after him this time, but they're not there as Proctor will fair catch it at the 41-yard line. Change of possession, 2:27 to play. Let's pause for station identification. Panthers lead Northwood 35-21.
You're listening to the radio home of Ohio Dominican football.
It's a great day to be a Panther.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG AM 820, Columbus.
Todd Bell and Matt Natale with you here at Panther Stadium. Brent Ford is at our studios at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, 35-21. Ohio Dominican with the lead. Late stages, third quarter. Northwood on offense from their own 42-yard line, and it's Abdul Levy. Room off to the left side. Hit at the 45 and down at the 49. A gain of 8 for Abdul Levy. And boy, I tell you, Matt, they just keep sticking with it. They just keep running it, and they keep picking up a little bit chunks of yards. You're waiting for him to hit that big home run ball. I mean, you hit it earlier. Levy's got a 55-yarder, but he isn't that type of back
right. That's
going to give you a home run. But, boy, they just keep 4 and 5 yarding you to death. Picked up 7 there, and now Garbarino back to the air. Fake pumps, pressure, Panthers all around him. He eludes it and then fires it out of bounds on this near sideline as Nick Isaacs plants Garbarino into the turf. Head referee over to help him up. It'll be 3rd down and 3. Boy, Garbarino, he's pretty elusive.
Yeah.
He's a nice little quarterback for this system that they have. They're not asking him to make big plays in the passing game, only when necessary, and it'll be interesting to see here on 3rd down and 3 what they choose to do.
Coming in, only 68 passing attempts on the season. That's about 10 per week, so not a whole lot in the passing game.
All kinds of movement there, and the Panthers blow the play up. Cameron Cole, I swear to you, was in the backfield before that ball was snapped. Northwood people are just jumping up and down on the sidelines as that ball was snapped, but apparently not. No flags, and they make the stop for a loss. 4th and 5.
The Garbarino was over there pleading his case to the far side line judge, but they saw it otherwise. And a quick 3 and out for the Panthers defense, and it's like watching tennis here, watching these punters going back and forth like this.
You can hear the wind has picked up a little bit. McCormick will get rid of it. Nice kick again that Billy Akins will fair catch at his own 15-yard line. 1:06 left here in the third quarter. Still 35-21, Ohio Dominican with the lead over the Northwood Timberwolves, which is where we were at halftime. Now let's see if the Panthers offense can string a few first downs together here. Northwood keeps getting to midfield and kicking it to the Panthers, and they keep starting possessions inside their own 15. This one will start right at the 15-yard line.
In this battle of attrition here in the second half, something's going to break here, and it's going to hopefully be in the Panthers' favor.
Joe Hines on first down, a carry up the middle, moves to the right, and works his way out near the 17-yard line. Joe Hines had 8 carries for 30 yards coming in. He'll pick up 3. Again, he's been very active in the Panther run game today. That was his 6th carry of the day. So he had 8 carries coming in, 6 on the afternoon. Gains the Panthers 3 here. Now it's Justin Davis and E.J. Colson flanking Russell at the backfield on 2nd down and 7. Russell takes, fakes to Colson, rolls to his left, steps up, looks to run, and he's bounced down at the 21-yard line. Gain of 3 more for Grant Russell. And again, the Panthers, who were getting big chunks of yards in that passing game in the first half, they've not been available to them here in half number 2. And as the Panthers perhaps will elect to let the clock run out, they will. 3 quarters are in the books today at Panther Stadium. Our score, Ohio Dominican 35, Northwood 21. ODU will have 3rd and 4 when we come back on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning 3-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Studios, a check of the GLIAC scoreboard. Wayne State is leading Walsh in the third quarter, 28-7. Ferris State leading Northern Michigan in the second quarter, 21-6. Ashland is on top of Lake Erie in the second quarter, 21-0. Michigan Tech on top of Tiffin, 10-0. And Hillsdale and Finley are underway. Let's go back out to Todd and Matt.
Brent, thank you. Total offense through three quarters now. ODU 42 plays, 283 yards. Northwood 55 plays, 255 yards of total offense. No scoring in that fourth quarter, or third quarter. As we start the fourth, Panthers will have third down and five. They're now coming from our left to right, moving into what is the sunshine again, as it is back out. People during the quarter break taking their jackets off and enjoying what has turned into a great Saturday afternoon here in Central Ohio. E.J. Colson, Joe Hines are in the backfield on third down and four from the 21-yard line. Colson moves out of the backfield. Grant wanted to throw it there. It wasn't available. Now he just throws it out of bounds over here on the near sideline as the T-Wolves had everything covered downfield. And Grant Russell, a little bit of a frustrated pose as he comes off the field, is unable to convert on third down and four, so it'll be fourth down.
Yeah, that secondary for Northwood has done a really nice job here in the second half. When you got guys Aaron Curtis and Dante Johnson and Dimitri Ambro and Mitch Robinson, they really rotate a lot of guys in and out. Nick Tripp from safety, and have done a really good job at covering the receivers downfield here in the second half.
Boncheck on a rugby-style punt, hangs one up into the air that Proctor will fair catch back at his own 38-yard line. That's a nice punt into the wind of about 42 yards for Justin Boncheck. That's his longest of the day. And it'll give Northwood the football. They'll officially spot it, it appears, at the 37. So we will see the Timberwolves offense come back out onto the field. And, boy, thank heavens that the Panthers' defense has been outstanding here in this second half.
Yeah, I mean, considering the field position that Northwood has started out with here in the second half, seems like they've been in between the 30 and 40, 25 and 40, the entire third quarter, and the defense has done well of shutting them down.
First down and 10, Garbarino's going to go to the air. He's looking for a big one on first down for Theron Wilson, and Billy Aitkins almost had an interception. I'm not sure if Wilson got a finger on it to deflect it away, but Billy seems very disappointed that he didn't come up with his second pick of the afternoon.
Yeah, that was kind of an over-the-shoulder type of pass, and Northwood just trying to get something going on offense. Why not take a shot downfield on first down? And got to see a little bit of Garbarino's arm there, and it looks pretty good.
T-Wolf had only 54 yards of offense in that third quarter. And on second and 10, Abdul Levy slides off the right side of the line with room. 40, 45, first down to the Panthers, 45. And out of bounds over on the Northwood sideline. Gus Dimmerling will make the tackle. That'll be 20 yards on the run for Abdul Levy. And the T-Wolves will move the chains.
Now that ought to put Levy right about the 100-yard mark for the day. 79 yards rushing before that one.
First and 10, Timberwolves at the Ohio Dominican 43-yard line. Garbarino will take the snap. He'll just run to the left, flips and falls on his own right at the line of scrimmage. He had Andre Carter out there as a pitch man, elected to keep it, and when he made the cut, he just slipped. So a no-gainer there for Northwood. It'll bring them back. They lost a half a yard. Second down and 11 coming up now for Northwood. Timberwolves got two touchdown runs by Abdul Levy of 4 and 1. Garbarino had a 13-yard touchdown run. That was their three first-half scores. Carter goes in motion in the backfield again. Garbarino will just keep it straight up the middle. He'll work his way to the 40 and just inside the 40. So they will have third down and 7 coming up. Panthers, they got a 25-yard touchdown reception by Jacob Mercier, 92-yard interception by Billy Aikens, 100-yard kick return by David Turner, 34-yard touchdown pass by Corey Contini, and Justin Davis, a 1-yard touchdown run. That's your scoring log for the Panthers. Third and 7 here for Northwood. Garbarino takes it, hands to Levy. Cameron Cole jumped the gap again and got a hold of him at the line of scrimmage. A great play by Cole and the rest of the Panthers to get there. Fourth down and 7. And again, the punting unit will come onto the field here for Northwood. And Scott McCormick will kick for the 6th time on the day. He's averaging 43. Again, I would think the Panthers would be in safe defense mode here.
This is an ideal situation for a fake punt.
McCormick standing back at his own 46. Staff goes back to him. He'll kick the point of the football. The wind will just carry this one, and it will land 8 yards deep into the end zone. Not exactly what the T-Wolves were looking for. Still no scoring here in our second half. Panthers lead 35-21, 12:31 to play in the fourth quarter. And we'll see the Panthers offense come out onto the field. ODU likewise, they had 51 yards of offense in that third quarter. So two teams had combined for almost 500 yards in the first half. They have a combined 100 yards in the second.
Well, they're doing what you asked them to do, Todd. They're speeding up the second half so you can get home and watch the Indians.
That's right. Thank you for obliging. Panthers still lead by two touchdowns. And first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Grant Russell on his own read will keep, coming near side 20. Great defense as they get out there and bring Grant down for a very short gain. Nick Tripp, who's played a good game in that secondary for Northwood, especially in the run support, he's averaging six tackles a game, and he made the stop there. He leads them in tackles today at six after three quarters. Gain of only 2.5 for Russell on first down. Panthers going left to right into a little bit of a wind. Looks like they're going to change out footballs here prior to this play. They should reset the play clock. Play clock's at 10. They should reset it. And they will now with 5. So the linesman, after getting encouragement of offensive coordinator Zach Bruni, saying, you know, with 14 to go on the play clock, you took the football away from us. We couldn't snap it. Second down coming up now. As everybody gets lined up, Russell will take the shotgun snap, hands it to E.J. Colson, sweeping right, ran right into a defender, but broke that tackle and works his way over the 25 out near the 28-yard line. I imagine Marion Curtis wondering how he didn't make that tackle, because he had E.J. Colson in his sights and just didn't bring him down.
E.J. bounced right off of him, and maybe it's because E.J. is only 5'8", 180, and didn't really... Curtis didn't really was unable to wrap him up, and EJ was able to bounce off and get a few extra yards there.
And just short of the first down by a yard, they'll hand it to Colson, and they'll lose 3 yards. Charles Williams, defensive lineman, blew the play up for Northwood. He had 4 tackles for loss at the start of the day. He'll get credit for one there. And what was 4th and less than a yard will now be, or 3rd and less than a yard will now be 4th and 2. Panthers again cannot get a first down. And once again, Justin Bonchek will have to come out and punt the football.
You know, in the first half, Todd, the Panthers were 4 of 5 on third down conversions and unable to convert another one here in the second half. They're now 4 of 10.
After a 42-yard punt last time, Bonchek out to kick here. Again, rugby-style punt. And this one angles towards the near side. Proctor will watch it bounce. It'll take a good Panther roll and go down near the 30-yard line. So that'll be a 41-yard punt this time for Bonchek. And once again, the two teams just trade possessions. I mean, this has been, I don't know that I've seen a game that have just two completely opposite halves. How do you have 56 points in the first half? Teams can't get a first down here in the second.
Yeah, I mean, last week when we were up 42-0 at halftime and only scored 3 in the second half, that was kind of an intentional move by the coaching staff to just grind it out, run the ball, run the clock out, and get out of there safely without any injuries. That's not the case today.
First down and 10 from the 31-yard line. They'll sweep it to Carter, and Billy Akins read the play perfectly. He was in the backfield as Carter was trying to turn the corner, and a loss of 5. Great play by Billy Akins.
And Billy Akins coming in on that corner blitz as we have an injured Northwood player down.
And with that, we'll take a quick timeout. 9:56 to play in the fourth. Panthers lead 35-21 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
We're in Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Studios. Finley strikes first in their matchup against Hillsdale. It's 7-0. Michigan Tech 10-0 over Tiffin. Ashland increases their lead 28-0 over Lake Erie. Ferris State 21-6 over Northern Michigan. And Wayne State is still in control 34-7 against Walsh. Back out to Todd and Matt.
And Jeremy Marshall was the injured T-Wolf. They're still assisting him as the Northwood center will leave the field. So they have lost their starting center here with 9:56 to play in the fourth. And they trail by a score of 35-21. It looks like Derek Trecca has now moved into the center position. Second down and 15 for the T-Wolves. Garbarino to the air. Dump off the screen. Ross Thompson's got this one blown up as well. Corey Burgick will make the catch, but he'll be tackled back at the 25. And they'll lose another yard. It'll be third and 16 coming up. And between Aikens and Thompson and the way Cameron Cole has jumped the gap a couple of times, they are certainly getting a read on what Northwood's doing offensively.
Ross Thompson, double digits in tackles now on the afternoon. You throw in a Trey McIntyre and a Cameron Cole, and on that series with Billy Aikens reading that corner blitz, nothing going here for the Timberwolves.
Third and 16, Panthers are blitzing. Garbarino just airs it out as Demetrius Farmer will plant Garbarino, and he is injured back at the five-yard line. And he is writhing in pain, rolling over. As Demetrius Farmer and Nick Isaacs were back there chasing him, Garbarino did the best that he could just to unload the football into an open patch of turf. And, boy, when the Farmer got up, Garbarino just started flopping around.
Pounding his fist on the turf. And
I have no indication at all what even might be injured.
No, I was watching the play over here because he was just trying to get rid of it. We had Panthers on that side of the field looking for an interception, and I did not see the contact between Garbarino and the Panthers' defense, and it looks like the training staff out there is evaluating some sort of lower body injury.
Mm-hmm. They're looking at the right leg. They bent it and twisted it. Trainer then kind of patted him on the leg and said, you're all right now. They're helping him off the field as he's barely putting weight on it. So Garbarino will come off. Punting unit onto the field, 9:03 left. Leonard Haynes, the head coach, is out there getting a couple of extra moments to have a conversation with the head referee, probably wanting a late hit of some sort there. And so the punting unit again, McCormick out. Billy Aikens will back up in this defense. Has just gotten better and better, possession by possession, here in the second half, as they have stymied this Northwood offense that drove the ball the entire first half. McCormick standing back at his own 10. The wind has died down. Billy Aikens standing inside his own 40. And McCormick, with time, gets away a nice kick. Aikens up into the sun. Fair catches it back at the 36. 8:56 to play here in a stalemate of a second half that has the Panthers in front 35-21. And, Matt, when you look at this game, it is the two unconventional scores, the interception return, the kickoff return, that are the difference in the game.
Yeah, and I think, like I asked Coach Cummings at the half, it's exactly how they drew it up,
mm-hmm.
right? When it comes to games like this where it's just a really bizarre series and circumstances of events, you look back to plays like that, like Billy Aikens' interception return for the touchdown and David Turner's kickoff return for the touchdown as the differences in the game. But then again, you look at the end of the first half where they were able to convert on that fourth down and get into the end zone. There was another one right there.
First and 10 from their own 37-yard line. Grant Russell play action, rolling out to his left, will step up, and he'll run out to the 41-yard line, a late dive, able to get him 4 yards on the first down play. Looking downfield for Dar Stanford or Isaiah Williams, a redshirt sophomore wide receiver from Northmont High School in Clayton. And he was not open either. Gain of 4 on first down for Russell. Corey Contini will be receiver left. Williams, Stevens, and Stanford over here on the right. Second down and 6. It's Justin Davis sweeping right with blockers, but look at that tackle. At the 43-yard line by Abro. Gain of 2, and it looked like Justin Davis was at the very least going to pick up a first down.
Yeah, Abro coming in from his cornerback position and snagging that shoestring tackle. Abro having a nice afternoon here for the Timberwolves.
Third down and 3 for ODU. Both Colson and Hines will flank either side of quarterback Grant Russell. Andrew Lorenz will snap it back. And on 3rd and 3, they hand it off. Hines stumbles his way to the 45, 2 yards short of a first down. Just kind of tripped over his own feet as he was trying to turn the corner. And on 4th down and 2, Panthers will very likely and will late here send the punting unit out onto the field. I don't want to say the offense has turned conservative, but Matt, when the defense is playing as well as it has, you have a 2-score lead halfway through the fourth quarter. You don't want to take any chances and make a mistake.
You're absolutely right, Todd, and they see that they have that 2-score cushion, and we just got done talking about those 2 unconventional touchdowns and then the big one at the end of the first half. You don't want any of those to go to waste.
And Boncheck on the rugby-style punt has his punt blocked out of bounds over here on the near sideline. It'll go out of bounds at the 46-yard line as Ray Scheffler, senior, who is a linebacker, he was able to get through and got past the up man blocking and blocks the punt out of bounds. And so Northwood, for the first time, I think, in the second half, will have possession inside ODU territory with 7:01 to play in the fourth quarter, trailing by 2 scores. And I would think at some point here, you got to be very alert of some kind of trick play coming up from Northwood, because everything else that they have run, the Panthers have pretty much gotten figured out here. So I would be very leery of something. And in fact, now you've got Jimmy Strom out there at quarterback. Strom will take it. He's going to look to throw. Deep ball down the right side for Theron Wilson into the air, but could not make the catch. Now, Strom, I think, is a little better of a passing quarterback. He's out there for the injured Garbarino, and they tried a big one for big receiver Theron Wilson down that right side, but he couldn't make the play.
Just watching both teams warm up in the pregame, Strom was getting quite a bit of snaps down there with the first teamers, and they were running the ball with him and throwing with him, and he looked good in both those phases. So Panthers are going to need to get adjusted to him on defense quick.
2nd and 10, quick throw near side. Wilson will make the catch this time. In fact, it's John Hall, and he's out of bounds quickly near the 35-yard line. Gain of 11, and that is a first down. Jimmy Strom, 18 of 37 for 195 yards, 2 scores, 2 interceptions in his time so far this year. Out of Duluth, Georgia, 1st and 10 from the 35 on the run. Strom to the right. Oh, the intended receiver had it broken up by Twain Gordon Jr. Good timing that time from Twain to have that pass fall incomplete.
Yeah, Northwood here picking up the pace a little bit, too. This is the best field position that they've had in the second half, and they have a good opportunity here after the blocked punt at the Panthers' 35-yard line to put something together, so they're speeding it up here a little bit.
2nd down and 10. Strom will hand it off to Levy. They got a hold of him from behind and bring him down at the 35-yard line. So it'll be 3rd and 10. After the no-gainer by Levy and DJ Tristan Karras on the bottom of the pile will get credit for that tackle for the Panthers.
You got to think, 3rd down here, this was 4th down territory, down by 2 touchdowns with 6 minutes left in this game. Panthers better have 2 more good plays left in them on defense.
Rom, quick throw over the middle. Hall catches it at the 25. He's right at the first down marker, and he'll have the first down. Jimmy Strom, 2 seasons ago in November, threw for 318 yards on the Panthers. So I think he can throw the football.
Right.
He threw for so many yards that my partner was so dazed he left the heater in the press box. First and 10 from the 25.
So that little space heater is never going to die, is it?
Man goes in motion. Panthers are blitzing. Quick throw to Hall over here on the left. Tyus couldn't make the tackle.
Ooh.
And then he's tripped up by Thompson at the 15-yard line. Gain of 9, just short of the first down line to gain.
Ross Thompson, I think, saved a touchdown.
Yes, he did.
Right there.
Thompson's had a whale of a game defensively for ODU. Second down and a short one. Hall and Wilson are to the right along with Shepperly. Levy is behind Strom, who will roll to his right. Eyes downfield, throws back corner to the end zone. It was caught. Was he inbound? Yes, he was. Touchdown, Northwood. Theron Wilson, senior from Ann Arbor, with his fourth touchdown catch. And after the injury to Garbarino, a blocked punt by Northwood, Jimmy Strom leads the T-Wolves quickly down the field for a score with 5:06 to play.
Hard to tell from up here, but definitely looked like the receiver streaking across the end zone got the foot in, and Northwood is a point after attempt here from being down by only one touchdown.
Keegan Herity, left footer, will put it up, and it is good. Timeout on the field. 5:06 to play in the fourth quarter. New score, Ohio Dominican 35, Northwood 28 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
You know what makes me happy? Football. You know what else makes me happy? Buffalo Wild Wing Happy Hour. Not only can you catch up on the latest news and fantasy pickups, but you can choose from their awesome discounted menu. For just $4, you can score shareables like three tacos, fried pickles, chili queso dip, mozzarella sticks, or roasted garlic mushrooms. Before, it was my favorite place for football. Now it's just my favorite place. Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morris and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Northwood closing the gap, 35-28 is your score. Brent Ford here in the St. Gabriel studios. Wayne State, a check of the GWEAC scoreboard. Wayne State 34, Walsh 14. Ferris State 24, Northern Michigan 6. Ashland 28, Lake Erie 0. Let's go back out to Todd and Matt.
All right, Brent, thank you. It's a ball game again, 5:06 to play here in the fourth quarter. Panthers have got to be aware of a potential onside kick. Hans' team is out there, so a lot of time to go, but you never know. Lorenzo Ivins approaches the ball. He will send it deep. David Turner will watch it sail over his head and go out of the back of the end zone, and so the Panthers will scrimmage from the 25-yard line. And a little momentum now for the T-Wolves, who just scored to make it a 7-point game.
Yeah, after the injury to starting quarterback Joe Garbarino, Jimmy Strom comes in and marches the Timberwolves right down the field, 46 yards in 7 plays in a minute 55, and they cut the lead to 7 for Ohio Dominican with 5:06 left in this game. And Todd, we talk about special teams in the first half, and special teams coming up big for Northwood on that last scoring drive, blocking the Bonchek punt, only the second block this season, but they were able to get good field position and go right down the field and score. And now the Panthers need to do something on offense.
First down and 10 from the 25 to our left, and Justin Davis will get the handoff. And a hard fought 1 yard for Justin on that first carry. Not a whole lot doing there. It'll bring up second down for the Panthers. Colt Harrington made the tackle for Northwood. Panthers at just 299 yards of offense prior to that play, now resting at 300. Second down and 9. Grant Russell out of the gun will take a chest-high snap. Quick throw over the middle to Dar Stanford. Makes the catch at the 34-yard line. And he's going to be just short of the first down marker. First catch of the day for Dar Stanford. And now it'll be third down and a yard for the Panthers. And that has not been easy here in the second half to get 1 yard.
No, and the Panthers haven't converted any third downs here in the second half. Four on the day. Those all came in the first half. They're looking to reverse that trend right here on this play, and honestly, they're going to need to if they want to get a little bit of the clock on their side here, only up one touchdown.
Third and a yard, Davis behind Russell. They've got six tight ends to either side. Davis takes the handoff, leans forward, and will have the first down. Northwood saying the ball came out, but Justin Davis is on the ground with the ball. So they were celebrating a turnover. I've seen a team do that this year where they will fake like they've recovered a fumble and then the referees just give it to them.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, first down and 10, Panthers. After Justin Davis, boy, just lowered his shoulders.
Yeah.
That low center of gravity for the senior and got ODU a much needed first down. Clock roll 3:35 to go.
Yeah, 5'9", 200 pounds. Justin Davis is that type of back the Panthers rely on and the muscle through for those short yard situations.
From the 36, first and 10. And it'll be Russell keeping on the read out to the 38. Short gain of about two. Northwood will call timeout. 3:16 left, fourth quarter. Panthers on top, 35-28 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast head speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lamp this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Studios, checking the GLIAC scoreboard. Finley is on top of Hillsdale, 14-0 in the first quarter. Kicking off at 4 o'clock will be Truman at Grand Valley State. But let's go back out to Matt and Todd for this Ohio Dominican final. Couple minutes, 35-28, they lead Northwood.
And it's 3:16 to be exact, remaining here in this fourth quarter. Second down coming up here for ODU. Timberwolves still have two timeouts left. So one more first down here for ODU will be huge, especially
right.
If they force Northwood to burn another timeout here.
Yep.
And then get a first down, you'd leave the Wolves with only one left, and you should be in decent shape.
And the Panthers with only one third down conversion in the second half on the afternoon just came here in the fourth quarter with 3:16 remaining, and a great opportunity and a great time for that conversion to happen. Need to get one more, maybe two more, and try to run this clock out and go home with a win.
E.J. Colson in the backfield now for the Panthers. Russell takes it. They set up bubble screen to Cantini. Caught it. Went nowhere. Got back to the line of scrimmage, and that was all. And it'll be third down for the Panthers when we come back. Timeout Northwood, 3:06 left. 7-point cushion for ODU. They'll have 3rd and 8 when we come back on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna has crafted your ultimate football fantasy for game day. They've got wings, the taps, the TVs, and they've got a tailgate-inspired menu with items like the barbecue bacon turkey burger. And since it's football season, here's two more reasons to stop by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wing Tuesdays and Boneless Thursdays. Every week, they'll have discounts on their traditional and boneless wings. Football and wings, no better reasons than that. Football is here, so head to Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Brett Ford back here at St. Gabriel Studios. A final check of the GLIAC scoreboard until the half or the postgame show. 41-14, Wayne State leading Walsh. Let's go back out to the conclusion at Panther Stadium with Todd Bell and Matt Natale. Guys.
All right, Brett, third down coming up. Decision time here for ODU. Do you go to the air and try and pick up a first down on 3rd down and 7 where an incomplete pass would stop the clock if you don't get it? Or do you keep it on the ground, likely not pick up the first down, but then force Northwood to potentially use its last timeout? 3:09 to go, so I don't know either way. Northwood may not burn that last timeout. They may save it for offense trailing by 7, but we'll see.
And after blocking that last punt, they're going to try to, I would imagine, have the Panthers in a punting situation with that type of confidence in their corner.
Panthers need the 46-yard line for a first down. Grant Russell takes the shotgun snap, looking downfield to throw. Feels a little bit of a pressure. Rolls here to the near side. Penalty marker is down. Pass is completed for a first down to Corey Contini at midfield. But there is going to be a holding penalty called against Ohio Dominican. Tyler Edwards Frick right out in the open. Looked like he had a pretty good bear hug on the defensive back, or defensive lineman, I should say. And this first down conversion is coming back. And not only is it going to come back, but it is going to push the Panthers way back. So it'll be 3rd and 17 now.
Boy, that was a risky throw there by Grant. I know he's trying to make something happen, but Corey Cantini here on this near side was in triple coverage, and Grant was able to thread the needle. Boy, you can't have a turnover here in these late stages of the game, and I think that they might have gotten away with one there. I'll take that holding penalty as a instead of a turnover.
All right, so now it's 3rd and 17. Well, now you might not wonder if you just airmail one as far downfield as you can. If it's picked off, it's like a punt.
Run those verts.
They'll need the 46 to move the chain. Grant takes it, play action pass. Russell, fake pump, now rolls to his left, will try and run. 30, hit at the 35 by Mike Fisher and drops near the original line of scrimmage, which was the 36. He stayed in bounds, and Northwood will expire its final timeout. And so that'll stop the clock with 2:36 to play in the fourth quarter, and the Panthers leading 35-28. But what is most important here is the fact that Northwood hadn't moved the ball this entire second half until the injury to Joe Garbarino. Insert Jimmy Strom, quickly 47 yards down the field with a new quarterback and a much more adept passing quarterback, and things are suddenly getting a little bit hairy.
Yeah, Strom is the backup, but as you alluded to earlier, Todd, he's no stranger to live bullets out here. Just going back a couple years ago, threw for over 300 yards against these very Panthers. And while he is the second man off the bench, he does not lack experience.
No.
And, you know, his experience out there, they're going to need to rely on as we come to the closing minutes of the fourth quarter and this game with 2:36 left on the game clock. Panthers defense is going to have to make a huge stop here, providing we get the punt off without any foul play, like on the last punt attempt where Justin Bonchek got blocked.
Charles Proctor is back at his own 30. Bonchek averaging 39 yards a kick on six tries, and again has the one that was blocked the last time. Aaron Stevens does the snapping. Matt Barber, Cameron Cole, Cameron Moore are your protectors here. T-Wolves not exactly lining up as though they're coming after it. Bonchek straight kick this time. Beauty hangs one high into the air that Proctor will fair catch at the 30-yard line. So Bonchek does his job, gets off a good punt. And now the T-Wolves are 70 yards away. Boy, if you think the Panthers have had some games come down to the end, think about Northwood. They lose in overtime on the final play of the game to Saginaw Valley. They lose on the final play of the game to Ferris State. And they had their game against Northern Michigan when they were on offense. And inside the five-yard line, they were yards away from winning the game. Now here they are needing a touchdown to tie. Ooh. Here's a snap back to an unsuspecting Strom, but then the officials blow the play dead. Well, I'm trying to get all dramatic here, and then the center just snaps the ball for no reason. It's going to be a snap and fraction on the play. Remember, there without Jeremy Marshall, their starting center, Derek Trecka is out there as well. So backup center, backup quarterback. Now all the officials are going to get together. They're probably going to reset the game clock because the clock operator saw the ball snap, so he started the clock.
Why not?
So 1st and 15. Panthers have one takeaway today on a Billy Aikens 92-yard interception return. Strom on first down from the 25, steps up, throws late, and almost intercepted. It hits the back of Eric Oxnevad, their tight end who doesn't even have a catch in his career, and it hit him right in the back and almost bounced right to Gus Demmerling.
And I think that that's what, you know, Strom, even though he has that experience, hasn't played much this season. They're not really on the same page there with the tight end, Oxnevad, and quickly, second down.
Strom steps up, will run. 25-30, dives ahead to the 35. They'll spot it out over the 35. It'll be 3rd and 5 for Northwood. 2:15 clock running. Northwood trails by 7. They'll need the 40 for a first down. Strom with three receivers right. He'll take the snap. Panthers blitz. Ball batted at the line of scrimmage by Ross Thompson, and it's incomplete. It'll be fourth and five. And very rapidly, it comes down to perhaps one play.
Yeah, if there's a game ball that is to be given for anybody in this game, I would have to give it to Ross Thompson there on defense, man. He's just been a workhorse out there today, leads the team in tackles. Huge block there.
Fourth down and five. They snap it back to Strom. He rolls to the right, still scrambling to the boundary, throws it deep downfield into double coverage, well overthrown and incomplete. And just like that, the Panthers will get a stop. Four tries for Northwood. They'll give the ball back to ODU on downs with 1:53 to play. And it all started with that false start snap that put him into a first and 15.
I think the big thing to consider right here, Todd, is Northwood is out of timeout. So if the Panthers are able to get a first down here, they should be able to kneel on it and run the clock down with 1:53 left in this game.
So
they might be doing it right now.
Yeah, they're just going to line up into that victory formation. They will do this three times, and that should be enough. Grant will move in under center and take the knee. So now they can run it down to 110. They will do that again, and they'll be able to run it down to 30, and then that'll do it. I'll tell you, we knew coming in that this was going to be a slugfest. How we got to that slugfest was not exactly the path we thought. Panthers bolted out to a 28-7 first half lead. Watch the T-Wolves cut it down to 7 before ODU scored a big touchdown heading into the locker room to make it 35-21. It was a stalemate until moments ago when Northwood scored to cut it to 35-28 as Russell will take the knee. They'll have to do it one more time. And the Panthers defense that was stellar in the second half was able to get the stop, getting the ball turned over on downs, and they're going to hang on and win a 7-point game here today. So Grant Russell and the offense will watch the time tick down. When Grant sees that game clock go under 40 seconds, he can take the snap, which he will take the knee, and that will do it. The Panthers today are going to hang on. What a weird ball game, but it's a win nonetheless. And for ODU, it's their first home win of the season as they will knock off Northwood by a final score of 35-28. Stay with us. We'll have all of our postgame interviews from down on the field. Our postgame show starts right now with Brett Ford.
All right. Thank you, Todd. 35-28, your final score. Ohio Dominican gets the win here today. And then, like Todd said, we will talk with coaches and players on the field, and we'll do that right after this. The Buffalo Wild Wings postgame show starts now on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
You know what makes me happy? Football. You know what else makes me happy? Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour. Not only can you catch up on the latest news and fantasy pickups, but you can choose from their awesome discounted menu. For just $4, you can score shareables like three tacos, fried pickles, chili queso dip, mozzarella sticks, or roasted garlic mushrooms. Before, it was my favorite place for football. Now it's just my favorite place. Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morris and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Your online broadcast home of Ohio Dominican Athletics is PressBoxProductions.net. During the football season, you'll get up-to-the-minute information with Panthers Daily. Archives of every game, including condensed highlight versions of every game, become available the following Monday. And don't forget to vote in the weekly fan polls. Just visit the opponent's game page for all the audio. Plus, every Thursday during the season at 7 p.m., it's Inside Panthers Football with Todd Bell and Matt Natale. Don't miss a minute of the action. Go to PressBoxProductions.net today.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000 or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
Welcome to the Buffalo Wild Wings postgame show presented by Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna, the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom. 35-28, your final score. Ohio Dominican gets the win. Let's go back out to Panther Stadium with Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Brent, thank you very much. Panthers with a hard-fought victory here today as they win by a final score of 35-28. Team just wrapping up its meeting down on the field, so Matt's going to have Coach Cummings in a moment. Panthers finished with 316 yards of total offense. Northwood today finished with 328. They ended up running 16 more plays than ODU here today, but the Panthers, who did not score in the second half, managed to have enough to win it here today by the final score of 35-28. Also have a couple of players for you coming up in a moment as well. We'll head down to the field now as Matt has got Coach Cummings.
Coach, tale of two halves there after 56 points there in the first half. Kind of a stalemate there in the second half. What was different in the second half there with both teams?
They did a great job. All the credit to Northwood. They came out and got after our ass. You know, they did. They got after us. And like I said, I said in pregame, Leonard will have them ready to play. Coach Haynes will have them ready to play. And he did. You know, the first half there, you know, we were able to get bailed out on a special teams touchdown. We were able to get bailed out on a defensive, interception there. And so that was a big deal and kind of, you know, got us ahead and gave us the cushion that we needed. And then second half-wise, you know, they whipped us. And so credit to them. Great job by our defense there at the end. And for us, as poorly as they played it, you know, most of the half, you know, they ended up getting stops there when they needed, you know, and offensively we moved the ball just good enough.
And it seems like this season there's been a lot of opportunities before the half where we haven't just quite been able to get over that hump. But today was different, converted on a fourth down and got in the end zone. And that's the difference between a tie game at the end and being up by a touchdown. How good does that feel?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You can throw a lot of math stuff at me there. So, yeah, great. I mean, big thing was you pulled out one at home here, and we hadn't been able to do that in our previous two contests, and that was what was important. And, our team can, you know, sometimes we're feast and famine, and, we'll take them. You know, we'll take them any point we could get them. The great thing was to see us, you know, play well in different phases of the game, and, certainly doing those things at home were, you know, that made it good.
And the first home win of the season for the Panthers. Congratulations, Coach. We'll see you next week up in Northern Michigan.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Todd. See you guys.
All right, Coach, as the Panthers win today 35-28, individual player meetings still taking place down on the field, so we'll pause until we get our players handy as well. Some of the other numbers today, the Panthers had 34 rushing plays for 78 yards. Grant Russell ended up being the leading ground gainer, 12 carries, 34 yards today for ODU. E.J. Colson finished with 7 for 21. Joe Hines, 7 carries for 17. Justin Davis had 5 carries for 10. Through the air, the Panthers' Grant Russell was 16 of 24 for 238 yards and 2 touchdowns. He had a long of 54, did throw 1 interception on the day. Corey Contini had 6 catches for 136 yards and a score. David Turner had 3 catches. E.J. Colson a couple. Jacob Mercier had 1 for a touchdown. Billy Akins had a big role today. He missed Grand Valley game. He missed last week's game, and he set the tone with a 92-yard interception return today, and he's standing by with Matt Natale.
Billy, congratulations on the win. First home win of the season. Big game for you after missing last week. Looked like you were kind of chomping at the bit after sitting out for Lake Erie, and all you do is come out here and take an interception 92 yards to the house. What did you see on that play?
I just tried to come out here and be aggressive. I know that sitting out last week, they probably keyed in on that, so they probably tried to come at me a little bit more, so try to take advantage of my opportunities.
And even in the second half, some plays, you had that nice corner blitz there towards the end of the fourth quarter. It kind of threw them off their rhythm and forced them into a first and long, and they were never able to really recover. What did you see on that play as well?
That was just a great call. That was a great call by our coaches. They motion into the boundary a lot of the time, just the jet sweep that they run. So I just tried to beat into the spot. So
you add to your program leading interception total. They ever going to put you out there on offense, or is Corey Cantini and company taking care of all that business?
Man, nah, they're doing good. They're doing real good. I hope I get some plays, but if they don't need me, I'm cool with that too. So.
Thanks a lot, Billy. Congratulations on the good game and on the win, and we'll see you next week up there in Northern Michigan.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Billy Aikens also finished with 7 tackles on the day as he had that interception. And as Matt said, he is the school's all-time leader, 14 interceptions. And what's amazing is 10 of those 14 picks have come inside the red zone. Mentioned that David Turner had 3 catches today for 27 yards. That's a career high, but it was his electrifying 100-plus yard kickoff return, longest in school history, that got the fans on their feet. He's standing with Matt.
David, longest kickoff return in school history for a touchdown. We just got done talking with Billy Aikens, who almost had the longest interception return for a touchdown in program history. On that special teams play that kind of broke it wide open, what did you see?
Well, I just saw a big hole created by that kickoff return unit. They did a great job blocking it up for me, and all I had to do was run.
And you also got in on the action quite a bit today on offense, reeling the ball in from Grant Russell. Seemed like get a lot more guys involved on offense when you look at even E.J. Colson today getting the bulk of the carries. What were you seeing out there as a receiver and what Northwood was throwing at you defensively?
They were just playing man and just back up sometimes, and all we had to do was just read the coverage and make the right cut and do the right route, and hopefully Grant's going to throw that ball good.
And it looked like, and later in the game, after that kickoff return, when you were on special teams and reeling those in, you kind of wanted to break another one, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. Every time, try to get out there.
Well, congratulations on the win. Nice play, nice game, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Panthers win today by a final score of 35-28. Some of the numbers for the T-Wolves today, they had 54 rushes for 268 yards. Abdul Levy had 15 carries for 99 yards. Joe Garbarino, the quarterback, had 20 for 73 before leaving injured. Andre Carter had 8 for 40, and Corey Burgick had 6 for 25. Levy had 2 scores, and Garbarino had 1. Through the air, Joe Garbarino was 4 of 11 for only 14 yards, and that his longest was of 9. Jimmy Strom was 4 of 9 for 46 yards. They had a touchdown in his 2 possessions of play. Receiving, John Hall had 3 catches for 31. Farron Wilson, 3 for 22. And Gary Landless had a catch for 8 on the day. Again, total offense, 328 Northwood, 316 ODU. It was a bizarre game, tale of 2 halves. The T-Wolves ended up with about 9 more minutes of time of possession. That was because the Panthers' offense, Matt, in the first quarter, just never had the football. They scored on 4 plays and then never got back onto the field for another 13 minutes or so. And so that's why there's some of the disparity in time of possession and the plays that were running the game. But the fact that a little bit disconcerting that the Panthers' offense couldn't get it going there in that second half, and you wish that they could have kept it going. I know they didn't take the foot off the gas pedal, but something just to look at in terms of second-half offense here for ODU here today.
And I think Coach Cummings touched on it, how Northwood just played a lot better on defense in the second half, and they saw some things at halftime and made that adjustment. All of our receivers were getting pretty well covered downfield. They were plugging the gaps there in between the tackles. EJ and Justin Davis and Joe Hines weren't able to get much going on the ground, and I think you just have to credit Northwood in that regard. But real bizarre game, you know, when you throw in the defensive touchdown and the special teams touchdown, and you're up 21-7, and your offense has only run 4 plays. I mean, I don't think anyone could have predicted that. But, you know, leading up to this game, there have been opportunities this season that the Panthers have chances, they've had opportunities that they haven't really been able to get over that hump, and they were able to do that today. I keep harping on it, but I look back to that touchdown right before the half where they converted on fourth down, and I really think that was the difference. And the interception return and the kickoff return was just kind of the icing on the cake. But if we don't get that touchdown at the end of the first half, you know, we've got a tie game on our hands here at the end.
All right, good point, partner, and good job again today. We'll see you later this week at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Can't wait.
All right, Panthers win today by a final score of 35-28. The Inside Panthers football show will come your way on Wednesday night this week because the Panthers are going to take an extra day to travel to the Upper Peninsula, so that'll be Wednesday night at PressBoxProductions.net. Go to the Northern Michigan game day page on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. We'll have Inside Panthers football for you from the Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna. And then on Saturday, the Panthers will take on the Northern Michigan Wildcats. It'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff from the Superior Dome, and we'll have it for you starting at 12:30 next Saturday. Coming up next, it'll be Brent Ford back in our studios wrapping things up. Don't forget to go to OhioDominicanPanthers.com for a complete recap, box score, videos, and all the pictures as well from today's victory. Final score today, Ohio Dominican 35 and Northwood 28. For Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell saying so long from Panther Stadium in Columbus, where it's a great day to be a Panther.